A number of areas we'd like to see improvements. One was in relation to the banks and providing sympathetic lending, the like of zero rate loans, particularly for bridging finance, where like ultimately they have impaired assets and they need to be part of the solution because their loan books are impacted by impaired assets. So they have a responsibility here as much as anybody else. Secondly, I suppose there was the need for, was highlighted the need for a wraparound service of proper supports, accessible and working, if you like, normal business hours, that people can get the proper level of support they need to be able to address problems with their houses. Another area we're looking at was the whole point of force majeure. The reality is this is something that goes beyond normal circumstances. It's exceptional circumstances. There needs to be flexibilities within, let's say, legislation, even around the like of planning and that, to take account of the situation. We also looked for a robust analysis of in numbers of the actual number of houses being impacted, because everyone, if you ask the county council, ask different people, nobody has absolute figures of how many houses are impacted, and I think we need to have that to have a clear picture of the full situation.
And at the end of the day, it's to make sure that the scheme can work in the long term, that the results of it will be permanent, and that once people have gone through it and dealt with it, that they can put it to bed effectively.
That was another point we made, that the scheme needs to be long-term value for money. It needs to be a permanent solution that needs to deal with all issues. So we put all those amendments in to make sure the report was more robust than it currently is.